Chapter 15. The Last of the Pirates. Jack stood in front of the governor, Commodore Norrington, Norrington's sailors, and people from the town.
"It's time, Jack Sparrow," said the governor. "You're a pirate, and now you have to die."
"But father," shouted Elizabeth, "he's a good man. He helped me, and he helped your men."
"I know," said the governor, "but he's a pirate."
Suddenly, Will was at Elizabeth's side.
"I love you, Elizabeth," he said. "I wanted to tell you before, but I couldn't."
Then he ran to Jack and threw him a sword. They fought Norrington's men. Elizabeth and her father watched.
"Shoot, Sparrow!" shouted Norrington. "Use your guns!"
Will stood in front of Jack.
"Shoot him, and you shoot me," he said.
"Will," said the governor, "what are you doing? This man is a pirate."
"And a good man," Will shouted.
"You're nobody, Turner," said Norrington.
Will looked at him.
"I'm the man between you and Jack," he said.
Elizabeth stood next to Will.
"And my place is here, too," she said.
Norrington looked from Will to Elizabeth. He knew now. She didn't love him. She loved Will. Jack looked at the people around them.
"Friends," he said, "remember this day. On this day, you almost killed..."
But he didn't finish. He fell back into the harbor. Everybody ran and looked down. There, below them, they saw the Black Pearl. And on the Black Pearl were Jack's sailors. They were there for their captain. Norrington looked at Will. Then he looked at his sword.
"This is a good sword," he said. "A good man made it.
I hope you're a good man, Will Turner."
He turned to Elizabeth.
"I hope you two will be very happy, Miss Swan," he said.
A sailor ran to them.
"Commodore Norrington, sir, do we follow the Black Pearl?"
"Not now. I think we can give them some time.
We'll follow them later."
He walked away. Will looked at Elizabeth, and she smiled back at him.
"Oh, dear," said the governor. "He isn't a sailor. He isn't a captain. He's only a blacksmith."
"He's a pirate," said Elizabeth. She smiled again.
Jack swam to the Black Pearl and climbed onto the ship.
"You came for me," he said to Gibbs.
Gibbs looked at the floor.
"I know it was wrong of us, but..."
Jack smiled. He looked back at Port Royal. Then he looked out across the ocean. It was a beautiful day. Anna Maria was at the front of the ship. She turned to him.
"Captain Sparrow," she said, "the Black Pearl is yours."
Jack took off his hat and his coat. Then he smiled and turned the boat to the east. He started to sing,
"Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.